Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for some newsmakers to place some online ads. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to us anytime you like. waitwait@npr.org is the address. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org. You can find out there about attending our weekly live shows, mostly here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and pretty soon back on the road again. You can also visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Darren Drevick from Woodstock, Georgia.
Now, Woodstock, Georgia, I've been to Woodstock, New York, and Woodstock, Illinois. Where's Woodstock, Georgia?
Woodstock, Georgia is just north of Atlanta. It's a lot like Woodstock, New York, except we have more tractors and a few less hippies.
Really? Because you don't care for them sort down there or something like that.
Well, no, hippies are great. They just sort of go far out, y'all.
Darren, welcome to our show. Now, you are going to play a new game. We're calling it Carl's List. You know about Craigslist, the free classified ad site, favorite web destination for people who want to buy old cars or have quickies with desperate guys or married guys or desperate married guys or Paul. Well, it seemed to us that some newsmakers this week could have used a well-placed ad, so we came up with some of them. Carl will read for you three made-up online classifieds. Your job, tell us what they're about. Do that 2 times out of 3. You'll win our prize, Carl's voice, on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am very ready. Sounds great.
Your first ad comes from the Help Wanted section of the Carl's List site.
Extremely successful football team needs new quarterback right now. Should be a self-starter with leading man looks. Aw, shucks, demeanor, and tougher knees. Additional duties, magazine covers, dating supermodel, chiseling your own dimple.
So you imagine that ad was placed by the New England Patriots now that they've lost the services of whom?
That would be the distinguished quarterback, Mr. Brady.
Yes, indeed, Tom Brady. It was the very first game. Patriots fans were looking forward to another great season. Then an opposing player jumped onto Tom Brady's knee, causing a season-ending injury. So the Patriots turned to backup Matt Cassel, who managed to win that game. He says he hopes he can stand up, do his job, and lead the Patriots to another undefeated season before once again choking in the Super Bowl. Tom's girlfriend, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, says she's also ready to work with Tom's replacement just as soon as he learns the plays. Very good. Here's your next ad. We found this one in the for sale section.
These two charming mortgage giants are the perfect fixer-uppers for a young couple. All they need to return to solvency is some elbow grease, a little TLC, and a total reversal of the global economy. Why dream of owning a home when you can own all of them? $100 billion or best offer.
So what mortgage giants got sold to the taxpayers this week?
That would be Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
You are good. Yes, that's exactly right. We will not pretend we understand exactly what happened. We don't even understand why two of the most important financial institutions in America are named like characters on the Dukes of Hazzard. Basically, Freddie Mae, Fannie Mac together own $5 trillion worth of mortgages, so if they failed, the entire nation would have shown up on your doorstep asking if they could crash in your den. All right. Here is your last ad. This one is from the Casual Encounters section.
I'll be traveling very, very quickly through France next summer and looking for someone to massage my legs. If you bring syringes, be discreet. I'll be the one wearing the alluring tight shorts and the yellow jersey, riding for Team Ensure.
What world-famous athlete is looking to make a late career comeback next summer in France?
That's going to have to be probably cyclist Lance Armstrong.
You're right again. Very good. So after beating cancer and then winning the Tour de France 7 times in a row, Mr. Armstrong never really seemed comfortable as a multimillionaire retiree. He seemed antsy. He trash-talked his kids during games of chutes and ladders. He challenged his own private jet to a race. So he has unretired and will ride again next year in France at the advanced age of 37. He wants to prove he still got it, but he does say that because of his age, he'll put aside the titanium race bike and instead do the Tour de France on an electric grocery store scooter. Carl, how did Darren do in our quiz?
Darren had 3 correct answers, Peter, so Darren, you win our prize.
Well done, Darren.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Guys. Thank you very much. It was great. Enjoy.
Thanks for playing. Take care.
Thank you.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride